Welcome to A Widow's Mite with Connie Hudson.
Hi, this is Connie Hudson. I live in Fort Madison, Iowa. It's clear down in the southeastern tip of Iowa, and right on the Mississippi. I would like to speak to you tonight about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is everything for me. I came to the Lord December the 2nd of 2001. And that day totally changed my life. What I knew my life to be was turned upside down. He has totally done a work in me that I don't even recognize myself lots of times because of him. He has changed me so in the way that I can love other people. I couldn't do that before, not truly, because I didn't know what it was. But it's because of him, and because of what he did for me, and he will do for you, that these changes have taken place. I can truly say that now I enjoy speaking to people, and it's very easy for me to bring Jesus into the conversation. Whereas before, I would have run a mile if someone would have mentioned him to me. When you allow Jesus to touch your life, you cannot imagine where he will take you. And what he will do if you allow him into your life and to be obedient to his calling. But the first great step is that if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, please call on his name. Repent of your sins. Ask him to come into your life and to be the master of your life, the Savior of your soul. He died on that cross for just that reason. All of the people that have lived since that time has had the opportunity and the great gift that he gave us to come to him. We cannot at all truly change anything in our lives. But he can. He loves us so much. When you open that door and allow him to come in, he will just change you step by step as you allow him to do the work. I know there's a lot of people that are in different places with the Lord. Maybe you have given your life to the Lord, but you haven't allowed Him to do in you what He wants to do. If you would just get into the Word and start reading each day, just a little bit each day, that time that you spend with Him, ask Him to come in and to open up the Word where it becomes real when you read it. Before I came to the Lord, I had a Bible, absolutely, laid on the shelf. Did I read it? Absolutely not. Did I understand it? No. But it was all through Him that He opened it up to me. And it's so real today. You know, it's His love letter to us, truly. All the way from the Old Testament clear through Revelation. I was reading in Judges today about Deborah. And all the way through Judges, it kept saying, and the people did evil in the sight of the Lord. And as each judge came along, they would go and the Lord would renew the Israelites. But they would continually fall back. And it's no different today. In fact, it's identical to today. If we don't have a daily relationship with Jesus Christ, we can't expect to be able to hear Him, to be able to see what it is that He's trying to show us and tell us. For a daily basis for me, when I first wake up, He is the first thought on my mind. I welcome Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit into my day. I'm just saying this is what I do. I'm not trying to tell anyone else what you need to do. But once you know Jesus for who He is, you will want to have that closeness, have that give and take where you speak to Him. You speak to Him as you would to a friend. He's that real. He knows us better than we know ourselves. I can truly say He is the love of my life. When I think of Jesus, for me it's a smile. I don't know how other people react him in my life. I don't want to be here. For me, what my life was not life. I was living, but without him in my life. I would not want to go on. Not since I've known what he truly is. And what he's done for me, and what he'll do for you. He is there at the calling of his name. And I just really want to encourage you to come and find this man called Jesus. And to become the savior of your soul. Allow him to show you the love that he has for you. Thank you for the time that you've listened. And I ask that Jesus may immensely bless you by this. And may it be for his glory.